Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. The last time we were with Paul the Apostle, we were in Acts 23. He was in the barracks of the Tribune. And that's a person appointed to defend the rights of Paul since Paul was a Roman citizen. Well, a ruckus had broken out between the Pharisees and the Sadducees because of Paul. And the Tribune was protecting Paul, who was about to get trampled in this little brouhaha. So Paul was in a prison of sorts, down and discouraged, when he gets a visit from the Lord. And the Lord tells him not to be discouraged because his testimony had been true in Jerusalem and he was going to get an opportunity to testify about the Lord in Rome as well. There's really no telling what Paul thought of all that. He knew he would face affliction and imprisonment in Jerusalem, and that had come true. But would he be released to travel to Rome freely? Would his Roman citizenship allow him safe passage? Well, let's find out what happens. Acts 23, verses 12 through 15. When it was day, the Jews made a plot and bound themselves by an oath neither to eat nor drink till they had killed Paul. There were more than 40 who made this conspiracy. They went to the chief priest and the elders and said, "We have strictly bound ourselves by an oath to taste no food till we have killed Paul. Now therefore you, along with the council, give notice to the tribune to bring him down to you, as though you were going to determine his case more exactly, and we are ready to kill him before he comes near." Think about how much these guys must have hated Paul and his message. They were essentially cursing themselves. They were saying, either we will die or he will die. And they knew that death would most likely come to at least some of their 40 because Paul would have been escorted by Roman soldiers. This assassination attempt is going to be quite a fight. So what happens? Well, somehow, Paul's sister's son, his nephew, heard about this plan, got into the barracks and told Paul about the plan. And Paul arranged for his nephew to gain a hearing with the tribune, and the nephew told the tribune the whole plan. The tribune, who definitely did not want a Roman citizen to be assassinated on his watch, arranged to have Paul transported from Jerusalem to Caesarea. And notice how Paul travels. The text says he was accompanied by 200 soldiers, 70 horsemen, and 200 spearmen. Paul traveled like a king while his conspirators had to listen to their stomachs growl. So what are we to learn from all of this? Nothing can overcome God's word. Jesus said, "You must testify also in Rome." And that was going to happen. God is faithful to his word. He cannot lie. And he can use man's evil to accomplish his goals. So when you have been faithful in the Lord's work, and it looks like the enemy is hatching a pretty epic plan to take you out, don't worry. God is accomplishing his purposes. It may not turn out like Paul's trip to Caesarea, but you can be assured it will turn out just as God designed. As you pray today, please remember John Page and his family, our missionaries in Cambodia. And also remember the Alango LifeWord broadcast in the Philippines.